White Dog, written by Peter Temple and read by Marco Chiappi. Barry looked at me, smoked, squinted. Mate, under the new hygiene, people get spanked for talking to blokes like you. Live dangerously. More dangerously. A jet of smoke hit the windscreen, fanned. Well, Drew will be looking for manslaughter, he said, looking and hoping. I gather not. He eyed me. Not. She's Mick's ex-brute. They say he was giving it to the sister at the same time. Had the gun, had a key, there's a witness or near the place. A reasonable case, yes? Well, purely circumstantial. Nailed, mate. Nailed like Jesus. What's the strength of this witness? I gather she'd seen her before, saw her having a fight with some bloke over a park. No teachers like that in my day. I looked. A tall woman, with cropped hair and long legs, was exchanging words with some of the teenage loiterers outside Gorb's. It was a joking exchange, but you could see that she was an officer talking to the troops. Just as well, I said. Out there in Hay, you farm boys were already overexcited by the bra ads in the Women's Weekly. That and seeing the farm animals doing it. To this day, said Barry, a bra ad can put a bit of a strain on the decks. Unfortunately, just a bit. Then there was the step-ins. Rain on the windscreen, the tiniest drops. I said, a fetching thing, a step-in. So, no doubt there. Barry had the last of his cigarette, came close to smoking the filter. There was no chance of him using an ashtray. I pressed the button, his window sank. He didn't look when he flicked the butt. It could have landed in a passing pram. Doubt, he said. Well, the doubt's either done him or had him done. It's like a jail. There's three things to get through. Come from outside, you got help, or you go home. And Mickey? Talk there? Barry sighed again, moved the big shoulders. Well, Mick and the Massianis, 6 years on the job, they say very tight with Steve. I'm slow here. Me too. Gotta go, he said. Patted me on the shoulder. Keeping down in the weights, I see. Good dog. Now, have a drink one day. No business, okay? He got out, closed the door, stuck his head back in. This, though, the tip-off? Who was that? I watched him go, heading for Gorb's, stiff-legged cop walk from too much sitting in cars. The teenagers blocking the door noticed him coming, parted, found reasons not to look at him.